is the Go Blue Crew.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Go Blue Crew. I'm Tyler Fenwick with Derek Devine. Derek, been a long time. How have you been?
Good. You know, I almost said something on air that I haven't said before.
You got hair plugs? What?
We'll throw it out there. Preparing for fatherhood was gonna be my answer.
Wow.
I mean, that's what's going on. But I just realized that you knew, but
yeah,
that hasn't been that hasn't been on the show.
So, no. Well, now that you've mentioned it, how are you feeling?
15. I feel great. 15 weeks to go, right before the start of football season.
Wow.
And learning a lot from my co-host.
Yeah. I do,
as in you, not my wife. You know, you, my co-host in the podcast, not a co-host in life.
Yeah, I've got a lot to offer, a lot of advice. I set an example, I would say, more than anything else.
I believe, and able to showcase that the dream can still live on with the podcasting.
Sure, it can.
In the podcasting world,
it's a little more difficult. Not going to lie,
a lot more difficult, and it's going to get a lot more difficult come fall.
Yeah,
that might be one football episode all year, or
that'll
it might just go solo at different
challenge times. yeah, that'll be something.
Start our own shows and connect once every 3 months.
It could end up being like that. But before we get into basketball, Derek, people have been giving you dad advice, like how to handle it, what to do. Do you have any that's like stuck with you?
You know, the only thing that's coming to mind, a lot of advice, yes. The only thing that's coming to mind is don't stress about the preparation, because you'll never fully feel prepared. And so that's more of like maybe cynical advice than anything. But in the back of my mind, you know, whenever I start to get overwhelmed or nervous or anxious, or you fill in the feeling, I just kind of think, you know what? Everybody kind of goes through this. I'm not going to sweat it. You know, things will all come into place, and you know, we'll find a way to get through, get ready, and hopefully, you know, ultimately keep a kid alive.
Yeah. Well, what? Yeah. I mean, that is the ultimate goal. Good advice. I think that's good advice. Speaking of keeping things alive, Derek, Dusty May, is he keeping the dream alive at Michigan? Tons of portal additions, some exits, obviously, too, to be expected. But what's the vibe here in Ann Arbor? And especially for you, you know, living in Michigan, are we excited? Are these all positive developments, or is it still a little bit of like, let's wait and see?
I think it's mostly wait and see, but you can't help but feel his positive energy. And there's a lot of things that he says that really stick out to me. One of them, you know, I think he was asked, you know, kind of a silly question, to be honest, but it was, you said you wanted to win in your intro press conference. Do you still want to win? It's kind of what was asked. And it's like, well, of course he's going to say yes, but what he said was he feels more confident saying that now than he did then, especially as a roster has taken shape. And you know, he said that he's a confident guy. His coaches are a confident group. Talks a lot about finding guys who love basketball, love to compete. You know, coaches who, you know, care about the person as much as the player. And I don't think anything's meant to be a direct shot at, you know, a previous head coach and assistant coaches, but the energy just feels a lot different. He's also, you know, in the last press conference, very non-committal to goals, more so just saying, you know, every night we want to be in a position to win. And the more you put yourself in a position to win, you know, the more likely you are to be in position to win big games. So I like the energy. Definitely, you know, just a guy who's in love with the game of basketball, in love with coaching. And it's not to say that, you know, Juwan Howard didn't love basketball, but there's just a different kind of aura to Dusty May. Like he's got to be only thinking about hoops. There's no distraction in his life, it would seem. And he is just so committed to doing things the way he thinks they should be done. Just happens to be at a much bigger place, with, you know, probably bigger opportunities, obviously, than Florida Atlantic now that he's at Michigan. So it's a brand that's going to take some getting used to, but very confident guy, and he's eager to get going. You can tell.
Anybody who sticks out to you, I mean, as you look up and down the list of additions, like, you know, difference makers, depth has been a big problem in Michigan. And you assume, you know, if more guys than not are going to work out, you're all of a sudden not just talking about plugging in starters, but, you know, getting that sixth, seventh, and eighth man off the bench to get you deeper into games and then hopefully deeper into the season.
I feel like there's three guys who stick out. I think Roddy Gale Jr. coming from Ohio State, naturally, like in my mind, feels like, and a lot of people are saying, you know, he's a 3-point shot away, or, you know, two seasons ago, he had a better 3-point, you know, in terms of a well-rounded season, better 3-point percentage, but he's really getting a shot back from being, you know, the takeover player. And so I think he's at the top of the list because it's the, you know, transferring from a rival, and transferring from a rival who also went through a coaching change, you know, someone who saw maybe a new opportunity would be the best thing, even though he was going to play. I mean, a new coach, obviously someone he'd be familiar with anytime assistant coach takes over, but he's at the top of the list. I'd say for a guy who may be more in reserve minutes, it seems, based on a press conference, behind a Vlad Goldin, not that I'm not excited to see an actual FAU player come, but this Danny Wolf, you know, Dusty May has him pinged for like 14 minutes a game, probably at the five. Maybe they'll, you know, do the Twin Tower thing, which, by the way, curious to see how fans react to Dusty May's, you know, big lineup in front courts, because I feel like with the Hunter Dickinson, Musa Diabate, no one liked it. So we'll see how that works out. But he has such a unique game for a 7-footer coming from Yale, has a great stroke. I feel like he could be a lot of fun to watch as a rotation guy. And then if I were to pick an incoming guy, you know, that's going to be a first year, probably go with Justin Pippen. You know, I think anytime you can have a son of an NBA vet and you know, a great player like Scottie Pippen, I think it's going to be unique to see, you know, kind of what that brings. Talks that Jace Howard may be more likely to remain. And, you know, we've seen some players before, you know, Glenn Robinson, Tim Hardaway, you know, sons of NBA players come through the Michigan program. And so I think he could bring a, you know, a unique energy and kind of create atmosphere, more of a star-studded atmosphere than really maybe anyone else on the team could. So those would be the three, you know, top of the head that I'm maybe looking forward most to.
Two things I think worth noting. One is that, according at least to the UNHoops.com, like, scholarship tracker, which I think is always pretty accurate, still got one spot to fill for the 24-25 season, so pay attention to that. The other thing is a lot of multi-year guys coming in. So much of it has been said about, you know, the struggles of, like, being able to get guys cleared academically to transfer to Michigan and that kind of thing. So, you know, that seems like a real thing, obviously, but so far, Dusty May pulling in guys who will have multiple years of eligibility, who knows how that works out. But I think that's worth noting, because it could be a really big deal to talk about, like, sustaining anything you're able to do in year one. Guy I'm going to pick out, I'm excited about, Trey Donaldson from Auburn. Feels like a starting point guard. I think that's, you know, that's where everything starts. And it just feels like it's the most important position on the floor to get right. Like, if your point guard's not clicking, then the rest of it is slow going. And we've seen that in the last couple of years of things just not looking right. And it, you know, more time, more often than not, it just seems like, you know, Michigan had a more reliable point guard in there, that, you know, prolific, fine, high volume scorer, fine, but just somebody who can like bring the ball to the floor and run things and like have a firm grip and control on the offense. So if Trey Donaldson is that guy, definitely feels like maybe the most important addition, but he's the one I'm most excited to see.
What I like about Trey Donaldson, a few things. Dusty May talked about his, you know, just great familiarity with him, even coming out of high school. And so just somebody, you know, from Florida, he was able to connect with through AAU, probably try to recruit him to come to FAU, I'm sure, but, you know, lost out. And Trey Donaldson split time with a McDonald's All-American. So that's why his numbers, you know, weren't maybe as flashy, even in terms of minutes per game, but a very efficient guy if you were to, you know, run some numbers and kind of compute what it would be if he did play full time. I think to your point about, you know, being the most important piece and kind of, you know, adding the thought that there's a lot of guys who do have multiple years left. I feel like that is probably the most important for that reason alone. Juwan Howard tried to do, you know, the, I'm going to bring a point guard in, you know, someone like a Doug McDaniel got thrown into the fire after a Jalen Llewellyn, you know, went down with an injury. And, you know, was the kind of takeover guard last year at times, probably shot and relied on scoring a little bit too much, but at times it's all Michigan had. But yeah, you get a guy who has played in the SEC, played meaningful minutes for a very competitive team, who can come lead your program for the next couple of years, while you still bring in, you know, a younger guy, and again, an open roster spot as well. And Dusty May has even said, you know, he likes to play two point guards at times, two guys that can handle the rock. And he's, you know, likes a point guard who's passed first. Well, I think Trey Donaldson can do that, but he can also obviously light it up off the dribble, off a catch. You know, he can off ball screens. I mean, he's a willing shooter. He will shoot the three. He shoots the three well. But I think that's the most impressive thing, and kind of where I'd agree that maybe he's the most important piece, is there are a lot of guys who are not the Vlad Golden, where you only get a year out of them. You've got multiple guys who, if things work out and if they continue to buy in and want to be at Michigan and NIL is decent enough to keep him around, he's built a, you know, what could be a core of players moving forward. And if there's anything I'm most surprised by so far, it's exactly that. I was worried that it'd be a mix of young guys and a mix of grad transfers, probably just because of the way, you know, U of M's admissions has been historically. You could always count in a grad transfer. You could maybe count in a Stanford or a Yale guy like a Danny Wolf. But he's found a way to get guys who are younger and who will be around for hopefully, you know, a couple of years. And I think that's probably the most important thing he's done. And we don't know what the production will be. We don't know how year one will go. But I feel more confident heading into year two, seeing the roster now, than I probably would have, you know, thinking of how this would all play out in my mind when he was hired. I was thinking he could be, you know, build a team who could make the tournament, maybe win a couple of tournament games, but then does everybody, you know, go to the NBA, or, you know, are they out of eligibility, out of the COVID year? Well, he's built a team who, you know, can bring back some key pieces. Shall they be able to retain guys, or, you know, shall they not jump to the NBA, which is also a possibility if they play well. But overall, man, I think not quite electric. You know, it's just press conferences and kind of the, you know, the back end of building a roster that we're paying attention to, but very much looking forward to basketball. And it felt like that wasn't a feeling I had at this time last year. And obviously the football hype, you know, had a lot to do with it. But, you know, I don't want to say equally as excited as football, because football has a lot to prove, a lot of key returning pieces, the new era with Sharon Moore, a lot of excitement there. But I think Michigan football and basketball are both in very unique and hopefully good positions, at least where we stand, you know, May 9th.
Let's round things out here, Derek. I'm going to give you a bit of a curveball. We're talking about transfers. What the heck is going on with George Washington III?
I almost said this when you were talking about guys transferring out, guys transferring in. I was going to butt in and say guys transferring out, coming back in, transferring out again.
Out and in and out and in, yeah.
It's, I'd feel like it would have been a, you know, kind of forget about it, move forward, maybe not cross my mind again, but with an open roster spot, it definitely feels like George Washington III kind of, you know, got the boot, you know, hey, we are going to give this roster spot to somebody else. We don't know who that somebody else is. Maybe that somebody else could be him again. Maybe it's out, in, out, and then finally back in. I feel like likely not the case, but an odd situation because I feel like even he had some, you know, positive comments. I don't know if we've ever heard Dusty May's comments on George Washington III or if we ever will, but yeah, likely not going to be at Michigan after, you know, being what, one of the first guys who was going to be at Michigan. So odd situation. Wish all the best to him. And I guess we'll tune in to see who this next and final seemingly roster spot goes to.
Yeah, as of now, the On3 transfer portal tracker has George Washington III undecided. So, well, that'll be probably not a hot commodity out on the market, but, you know, somebody at least who's a little bit intriguing, if for nothing else than, you know, his ability to play defense, which he showed last season at times, you know, when he was able to get on the court for Michigan, arguably not often enough. We'll leave it alone. How about that? We don't have to go down the GW3 rabbit hole there. Derek, any parting thoughts here? And this is open for basketball, fatherhood, being there for a pregnant wife. You know, anything you want to share?
Oh, life's good, man. That life's good. And I think we should do, you know, maybe we start giving a little bit of advice, you know, whether it's advice to me or, you know, we give advice to the listeners. You know,
should we do boomer style?
Boomer style works for me. I mean, you are so far away from being a boomer. I'm a little closer than you.
Don't ever get married. I can't stand my wife.
That sounds like a boomer. you're nailing it.
We could do some real stuff, though. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, a little intro segment, outro segment, maybe, you know, ad style in the
middle.
Advice
of the week.
Advice of the week. And maybe advice of the month, because...
Well, yeah.
You know, maybe we aren't here every week.
That seems
so
impossible.
We want the advice to be able to last, you know, a week or two, three, sometimes a month.
Be there for your kids.
I like that. That's good. Just like, that will last. That'll last a while.
Non-advice.
We're actually
advice.
Probably good to not podcast until 2025 with that advice.
Just be there for them. All right. Well, yeah, we'll get back and talk about probably football next. We got to move back over to the gridiron, and where we for sure have some positive things to talk about. And then, yeah, we're coming with the dad advice. So I'll pull up my list and we can just mark them off one at a time. Sound good?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, take care out there until then, and go blue.
Go blue.